우측어 외고 외고 영어 듣기 적용편.
세트 1. Actual test.
1번. 다음을 듣고 내용의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
When you need to give a speech, sometimes you need to address a specific subject. At other times, you need to come up with a particular topic. In this case, you need to consider various things before choosing the subject for your talk. The most important thing is that you have to consider the audience for the speech. If you're speaking in front of the general public, don't select a topic that is too difficult to understand or too long. If this happens, you'll lose the interest of the audience and end up talking to yourself.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 건 목적을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Ms. Linda Morgan, please?
I'm sorry, but she's out for lunch.
I see. When do you expect her back?
Well, I'm not sure. May I take a message?
Yes, I got her package, but it wasn't what I was expecting.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was waiting for a book, but she sent me a brochure for appliances.
Oh, I'm really sorry about the mishap. I'll make sure she sends you the book as soon as possible.
3번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 직업을 고르시오.
Can you see if there is anything wrong?
Yes. I've been doing this for a long time.
Is anything wrong?
It looks like you have a broken arm.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I know a broken arm when I see a picture.
How long do you think it will take to heal?
You can talk to Dr. Johnson about that.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 다닌 대학교가 있는 도시를 고르시오.
I think New York City is the busiest city in the world.
Me too. There are so many things to do and see in the city.
So, are you from here?
Yes. I was born and raised here, but I went to college in Boston. What about you?
Oh, I moved here a couple of years ago from Miami to get a job after school. I have lived all over the place.
Oh, where have you lived?
I'm originally from Atlanta. My family moved to London when I was 3.
And then?
Well, my father got a job in Washington, D.C. when I was in high school.
Wow, I wish I had lived in those places.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 여동생을 고르시오.
Have you ever met my younger sister?
You have a sister? I didn't know that.
Well, I'll introduce you to her.
Is she around?
Yeah, she's sitting right over there.
Let me guess. She must be the one reading the newspaper. She definitely looks like you.
Oh, yeah, she does look like me, but that one is not my sister.
Then where is she?
She is sitting all the way at the end, so right next to the girl in a sweater.
Oh, I see her. Let's go say hi.
6번. 대화를 듣고 지도에서 여자가 찾아가는 곳을 고르시오.
Restaurant Greek Joy. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I've got an invitation for dinner tonight at your restaurant. Could you tell me where the restaurant is?
Certainly. We're in the town center.
Are you near the public library?
No, not exactly. We're opposite the Cannon Sports Center, between the post office and the Four Seasons Hotel.
Oh, I see. I think I can find it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
(7번) 다음은 에이미가 수표에 기록한 내용입니다. 잘 듣고 잘못 기입한 것을 고르시오.
Amy wrote her first check today. At first she was nervous about making a mistake, but she did just fine. First she wrote the date, which was January 10, 2007. Second, she put down Harvard Academy. Third, she wrote down the amount, $250 on her check. And then she wrote tuition on her check. Finally, she signed her full name, Amy Haney, on the check.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 타게 될 기차 시간을 고르시오.
May I help you?
Yes, please. What time is the last train?
You mean the last train to Penn Station?
Yes.
The last train leaves here at 11 p.m.
That will be too late. I need to be downtown by 11 o'clock. And I know it takes about 40 minutes from Penn Station.
Well, we have a train leaving from this station every half an hour.
How long is the ride?
It takes about 30 minutes.
I see.
9번. 다음을 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention all passengers of Flight 272 to SeaTac International Airport. This is your Captain James Kurt speaking. The plane will be taking off in 5 minutes. Please make sure that your seatbelt is fastened. The trip will take about 9 hours and 20 minutes. We're expecting a storm on our way, so there might be significant turbulence during the flight. It would be best for your safety to keep your seatbelt buckled at all times. The in-flight meal will be served 20 minutes after takeoff. If you need any assistance, please do not hesitate to call one of our flight attendants.
10번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 무엇에 관하여 이야기하고 있는지 고르시오.
Are you ready for the finals next week?
Ready? Are you joking? I probably need another month.
Well, I know what you mean. I'm so nervous that I don't have much of an appetite these days.
For me, I can't sleep without thinking that I might not graduate.
Well, I need my beauty sleep no matter how urgent things are.
I wish I could be like that.
11번 다음을 듣고 여자가 주장하는 바로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
We all know that television viewing can be harmful, especially if children are exposed to excessive violence on TV. Indeed, some blame television for all the violence in the world. However, it can be a learning experience if individuals are selective about what they choose to watch. Television can provide a lot of information about the world that we live in. Many documentaries also enable us to learn different things about science, medicine, the arts, and so on. Moreover, sometimes watching foreign language television programs is more helpful in learning another language than sitting in a boring classroom.
12번 다음을 듣고 내용에 this type of person이 가리키는 것을 고르시오.
Learning to speak another language can be fun and easy for some, but boring and difficult for others. Even a person who has high intelligence and is successful in his or her field may have a hard time learning a foreign language. On the other hand, there are people who may not be the smartest individuals, but they are able to learn a new language a lot faster than others. Perhaps if we closely examine the tendencies and methods of this type of person, we may discover new ways to teach a foreign language more effectively.
How did the concert turn out?
We never got in to enjoy it.
Are you kidding me? I thought you got there early and staked out a place in line. Weren't you in line for hours?
We were waiting in line for a long time, but the tickets were gone before we got to the front of the line. We were so upset. We wasted 10 hours of our valuable time standing in line.
That's crazy. Are you going to try to get into the next concert?
Well, yeah, of course.
I don't understand you. You must be out of your mind.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Come on, turn it down.
What? Can you speak up?
It's not the first time I've told you to turn the music down, I think.
Oh, yeah. But you don't have to be that upset.
Well, I have a quiz for calculus tomorrow, and I can't study because of your stupid music. Would you please turn down the volume? It's not good for your hearing as well.
15번 다음을 듣고 여자가 친구에게 했을 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I try not to keep others waiting. However, I have a friend who is always late for meetings and appointments. Even though he constantly gets penalized for being late to class, he does not mind the punishment. He says the extra sleep in the morning is worth the punishment. When we were supposed to meet one day, he arrived 30 minutes late as usual. So I decided to teach him a lesson. Another time, I showed up an hour late, and he got angry at me. I wondered how he could be so inconsiderate. So I told him this. You should.
16번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 저녁 식사 직후에 할 일을 고르시오.
I think we have enough time to have dinner before the movie.
Are you sure? When is the movie?
It starts at 7:30.
Then I don't think we should go to a restaurant for dinner. Don't you remember? We have to pick up Susan on the way to the movie.
Oh, I forgot about that. And we need to go to the cleaners to drop off your suit, too.
Well, I don't have to wear that until next week, so it could wait.
Then let's just grab a quick bite to eat at the coffee shop.
Well, I guess we could have a sandwich.
17번 다음을 듣고 짝지어진 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
1. Can I turn off the radio?
No, I'm waiting for the weather forecast.
2. Do you watch TV every day?
No, only when there is a football game on.
3. How are you doing in Spanish?
Not bad. My grades are steadily improving.
4. Do you have a driver's license?
Not yet, but I passed the written test last week.
5. What does your father do for a living?
My father likes to paint in his spare time.
Hello, may I speak to Harriet?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, it's Tim.
Hi, Tim, what's up?
Well, I'm calling to tell you about Peter.
Oh, what about him? I heard he got promoted last week.
Yes, I was so happy for him. He really deserved it. But this week his father passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, the funeral is tomorrow. Hey, Emily, did you finish your paper yet?
What are you talking about?
The one for Mr. Erickson's world history class. Don't you remember he posted the assignment on the bulletin board?
Oh, yeah. I remember reading something about a month ago.
Now you remember.
It completely slipped my mind because I never checked the bulletin board after that.
Well, you still have a week to finish it.
I'd better start right away.
You're completely right about that.
20번. 다음을 듣고 내용에서 그 답을 찾을 수 있는 질문을 고르시오.
In many modern societies, family life has changed drastically over the last few decades. Even 50 years ago, the size of families tended to be larger. A married couple often had 3 or 4, even 5 children. And most mothers stayed home to take care of the family. And only fathers went out to work to support their families, which was their one and only responsibility. Now a married couple has 2 children at the most, because mothers have to work to provide an extra income. And fathers play a greater role in family life.
21번과 22번 문제입니다. 다음을 듣고 질문에 답하시오.
There was a time in North America when wolves ranged from coast to coast, from Canada to Mexico. The greatest natural range of any mammal except mankind. However, in modern society, wolves seem to have met their match. Gray wolves began dying out in the American West around 1870. As westward moving settlers killed the bison, deer, and elk that wolves preyed on. Wolves then turned to the sheep and cattle for their food supply. Settlers and government trappers responded with serious campaigns to wipe out the wolf. Approximately 1.5 million wolves were killed in various bounty hunting campaigns that took place between 1850 and 1890. As late as 1885, hunters were given $20 to $50 for every wolf they could destroy. Human encroachment on their habitat and aggressive extermination campaigns had a devastating result. Except for a small number of wolves in Minnesota, most of wolves had disappeared from the United States by the late 1920s. Wolves were on the endangered species list in 1973 and are still on it today, meaning that they are in danger of being completely wiped out.
21번 내용의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 22번 다음 중 늑대의 숫자가 급격히 줄어든 이유를 고르시오.